Well, this is the story everyone's talking about today. The fiscal cliff has been avoided, but President Obama has issued a warning in the wake of the long road taken to avert the so-called fiscal cliff of higher taxes and deep spending cuts. The president says he will not negotiate with Congress over another increase in the nation's debt ceiling and that the deficit is still too high. Joining us now is UW political expert David Domke. And David, we've been through all of this. We've heard a lot of talk. We've heard a lot of claims and charges and countercharges and claims, and then the vote, and everybody sort of breathing a sigh of relief. What is your take on all of this?
Well, you know, what we've got here is a real difference of opinion within the Republican Party about how to go about solving the debt and the need for more economic stimulus. So I think the real battle is within the Republican Party, and that's what you saw playing out in the last 48 hours, is some Republicans in the Senate and some in the House very supportive of a ratio in which it's about 40-1 more revenues over over cuts. But then you also saw a majority in the House, about 160 Republicans, who voted against this, wanting nothing but cuts, no new revenues. And so I think that's the battle that has to be figured out in the next 2 months or the next 2 years, is what is the Republican Party going to stand for? Are they going to be all austerity, which is just cuts, or are they going to be the mix of the balance that we saw from Ronald Reagan on all the way until the last couple of years?
And, of course, a lot of folks had hoped that the two sides would work together, and they finally worked together well enough to get a vote, but there may be more infighting. In fact, it could even get worse instead of better. Is that right?
Yeah, it's not going to get any better in the next couple of months, because that rift that I just mentioned is going to only grow. I mean, you've got really differences of opinion that are just going to get more magnified. And the reason it's going to get worse is because the debt ceiling is now going to be butted up against. And so not only do you have the tax rates issue, which has been what this has been about, but there's also, you've got the issue of the debt. And the last time we had the debt ceiling confrontation, we went right up to the edge there and really hurt our U.S. standing economically. And I think that's what the president's saying, is that he's not going to mess around with that anymore. It's too important. The recovery's on its way. But I don't think that's going to in any way deter those 200 folks in the Republican Party and then 10 in the U.S. Senate that want more and more cuts. So I do think that what we have here is a real political showdown here. And I'll be interested to see if the president sticks to what he said, which is no negotiation over the debt ceiling.
Is this just something we're going to have to get used to for a while?
Unfortunately, yes, because each time there's a deal struck, the deal is not struck for 10 years or 20 or even 10 over 2 years. It's struck for a couple months. So now we're going to be back at this in 2 months. But at the same time, here's the benefit of it. These are serious matters. These are serious conversations, and at least we're engaging on them. At least the conversation's happening.
All right, David Domke, University of Washington, will be talking to you again very soon, I am sure.